It was not just that my ego preferred the potential of an entirely new project. I also did not want to see the building changed. I was fascinated by the tower because of its very abandonment. Yet, if it was my ambition to be the designer of a similar tower with the same starkness of design, the construction looming high above the teeming streets and framed by the sky, one whose very presence caused men's views to be drawn upwards by its smooth lines and uncluttered simplicity, then it would make sense for me to see the original from the inside, to study it fully. A few days after the lights on the last occupied floor were extinguished, I attempted to gain entry. I finished at work and walked through the few streets that lay between my place of employment and the tower. It was a dark winter's afternoon, and even though it wasn't late, and although I knew that my expedition was likely to end in failure, I needed to at least try to get into the building, if only for my own peace of mind. I finally stood at its base. The gigantic monolith seemed almost to blot out the sky. It was immediately obvious that I was not going to be able to get inside. The foyer had been boarded up and padlocked, and the first two floors were protected by corrugated iron sheets. Higher up, the windows were completely dark. For a brief...